Well, coming up starting tomorrow night, Bangor Community Theater is back with a brand new production, the classic Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. And joining us in studio to tell us more about it, the director of the show, Tracy Green. Tracy, great to see you back here.
Good to see you again too, Rich. Thank you.
And you brought the star of the show, Rebecca herself, Clara Polakowski.
Hi.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Welcome.
You just sound it out. Everybody like is just like, it's pronounces it like Polowski, but if you just sound it out the way it's spelt, it's much easier.
Yeah. There's a K in there. Why? How would, well, yeah. People. Man, oh man. Well, this show is it's such a classic, and for anybody who doesn't know, it's got some great Maine ties as well.
It does. It's set in 1903 Maine, and it's based on the classic book by Kate Douglas Wiggin, and it's about a little girl who has recently lost her father, and she leaves her mother and six siblings to live with her two spinster aunts. And just changes everybody's world for the better. It's a lovely, lovely show, and we can't wait to share it with everyone.
Boy, it seems like a perfect show to do after the last couple of years that we've been through.
Absolutely. We need something happy and yeah. Something uplifting.
Absolutely. So you were telling me before we came on, Claire, this is your very first play?
Uh-huh. It's the first play. I just... I've known Tracy for a while because she's the mother of people that go to the school I go to. And so she just asked me if I wanted to do the play, and I tried out for fun, and I made the lead.
That's fantastic. You go to the airline school?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Love it out there. Great place. And so what's it been like doing your first play? Has it been, I know it's been fun. Has it been more work than you thought it would be?
A lot more work.
Because Rebecca, she got a lot of words to remember.
Oh, yeah. Half of it doesn't even make sense.
What's the biggest challenge to you so far in doing this? What's been the hardest part? Is it learning those lines?
Yeah, I guess.
Or is it hoping other people remember their lines?
I'm not sure.
Tracy, so can you talk about who else is in the show? How big is the cast?
We've got, I believe, 14, a cast of 14, made up of kids and adults. We've got a number of people who this is their very first time on stage, as well as some veteran actors that you've probably seen before in some of our shows. And it's a lovely mix, and it's just been great having some of these new actors come on. And I think that's the beauty of community theater is yeah. You don't have to have that experience. You come on, you do your best, and I love to see the fire and that joy of theater and performing just come alive in people. It's a lot of fun.
All right, I saw my friend Blaine Shaw is in the cast. How's Blaine doing? Is he doing all right?
He's wonderful. He's very funny and just a lovely character.
Oh, that's terrific. Can you talk about the production team? Who's doing all the behind-the-scenes work?
Sure. My stage manager is Doreen, and of course, you know her very well.
Oh, I sure do.
And she's also president of the company, and Irene Dennis is doing the costumes and stage design and build and everything. They have been two right arms for me through this thing, very supportive, and it's just been a wonderful time, and they have done some gorgeous, gorgeous work.
Well, as someone who is an alum of Bangor Community Theater, I'm so happy to see you guys out here doing shows and keeping people happy and carrying on a tradition that goes, gosh, back to even before it was Bangor Community Theater, back to the Savoy Yards in the 1950s.
Right. And we've been dark for a few years now with the pandemic, so right. It's nice to be back doing live theater and excited for our first audience tomorrow night and just bringing that joy back to people again.
Now, you're performing for two weekends, the 4th through the 6th, the 11th through the 13th, out at the Grange Hall on Ohio Street. What's the best way for people to get tickets?
Tickets are available online through 207tix.com. And if you see any of the posters around town that we've put up, there's a little QR code there that you can scan with your phone. It'll take you right to it. Tickets are also available in person at Bangor Window Shade and Drapery and the Not So Empty Nest. So fantastic. Either of those ways.
That's wonderful. So, Clara, what do you think? Has this made you want to do more down the road?
Maybe not get the lead, but it's really fun.
I bet.
I've never tried theater before, and it's definitely different than sports, which I usually do like a bunch of sports.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So do you play soccer?
Not really.
No.
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay. So that season's coming up. So so you're going to go from being crazy busy with the play right into basketball season.
Uh-huh. I've had to miss like 3 practices already.
Wow. Well, it'll be worth it though when those people, because you haven't experienced this yet, when those people start clapping for you, that's a pretty good feeling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Well, we wish you good luck. Thanks for coming in and talking with us. And as we say in theater, break legs. I don't mean get hurt. That's good luck. Okay? Have fun this weekend and next.
Okay.
Clara, great to have you with us. Tracy, so good to see you as well. Hope it's a wonderful run for Bangor Community Theater.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today, Rich.
As always, Bangor Community Theater doing Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm starting tomorrow night. Check it out. Take the whole family. You'll love it. And when Clara does her curtain call, I'm saying now, stand up. Get on your feet.
Absolutely.
Make some noise for her. She'll like that a lot. And that'll convince her to do more theater, and that's what we need.
Maybe.